you want to become a great speaker? Well, you can. I'm Lisa Vanderquack, Certified Executive Speaking Coach. You know, most people believe that great speakers are born, when in fact, it has very little to do with talent. It's all about the tools. Having the right tools applied in the right way will give you the right results. It's kind of like comparing a swimmer who learns how to swim with their friends or family compared to someone who is an Olympic swimmer. They've learned the techniques and the tools and the ways to get them to the next level. That's the kind of results that you can expect when you have the right tools applied in the right way. So if you want to go from being an ordinary speaker to an extraordinary speaker, or going beyond just giving information and having a transformational impact on their listeners, then I want to encourage you to pick up my free toolkit down below at the link and watch how your confidence will soar, your clarity will get laser sharp, and you will find yourself not only finding your voice, but fulfilling your purpose and being able to finance your dreams through the power of public speaking. Well, I got into public speaking kind of by accident. I was forced into speaking when I was a speech language pathologist. And the truth is, I was deathly afraid of public speaking. And I came face to face with the reality of where I needed to grow. I once thought that public speaking was all about having the talent or being an extrovert, and I had neither. But I soon discovered from one of my mentors that actually public speaking is more about developing the right skills and having the right tools. One of the biggest roadblocks that I had to overcome was the belief that I had developed as a young girl. You see, when I was 7 years old, I visited my mom in the hospital, and her face was so badly bruised and swollen that I actually didn't recognize her because my dad had beaten her. But then she spoke, and I knew it was my mom. But looking at her that day in that hospital room, I made a decision that speaking was not safe, that it wasn't safe for a woman to speak. And so I then began to go through my childhood deathly afraid of public speaking, even in a small group discussion. So when I came to the reality that this was something that I needed to do for my job, but also that I wanted to do, because I found myself in situations where I wanted to say something to impact the people in front of me, but I couldn't. I felt stuck. So I had to overcome the mindset, and I had to begin to take back my voice and embrace my story. And today, that is one of the most powerful parts of my journey, because I know that if I can learn how to public speak and overcome the fears and even the trauma and the mindset that holds people back, then the tools and the training that I provide for others will allow anyone to become a great speaker.